Hello, welcome back to the subject of Human Resource Information System. We are today on Chapter 7. It talks about how to create the support for learning and development functionality through HRIS. So we have seen that in HRIS, there are various modules and learning and development LMS is also a module, one of the prime module, and we are going to look at it today. So after discussing this chapter, you'll be able to understand the importance functionality that HRIS provides to L&D. You'll be able to explain the vitality of automation in learning and development. You'll be able to connect to the concepts of various subsystems of the LMS system of HRIS. You'll be able to understand the elements of infusing social media in the HRIS system. So how the social media platforms can work and support the HRIS system, how you can plug them in and they can feed to the organization on the better people requirement. So in today's competitive environment, it is important that a culture of learning and development, not only created but foster, supported, motivated, inspired, by creating various elements of gaining the knowledge, building the knowledge. So there are online courses along with faculty imparting the knowledge information and organization creating opportunities for the skill development. There is, in HRIS, there is an option for online courses to teach employees how to manage the better time, how to manage better the time part of their work, their role, and also how to support themselves with the skills. Yeah. HRIS managers today are expected to manage the learning from one central location to whatever geography the individual employee is based at. And it empowers the individual employee to take up this learning in different areas required for their role with a self-pace. Aside from the automation part, training is aligned to the other modules. As performance competency gap, the learning areas stem from there, that this performance management is the pocket to know what is the learning required. So the gap management is included in the learning and development module. So employees training and development is very critical, important in supporting the individual to use the learning, bring it as a skill to enhance the organization's productivity benchmark. Yeah. So employees productivity is not only very important to the management, to the HR department as well. HR is supposed to think continuously about how to support people to bring in better results with a specific expectation of the time part and with the quality, supporting organization on its goal strategy achievement. And in HRIS, what is a platform? LMS, Learning Management System, is a platform. Okay. And it also, like performance management or the payroll processing, the LMS helps to track the employee learning part. Okay, let's look at how to leverage the power of electronic learning in L&D module. Because for all past years, the employee learning or employee skill set enhancement was happening in a classroom setting or outdoor outbound programs. E-learning has come to the workstation, to the desk, to directly to the employee without making his physical movement anywhere. So for any organization to grow in an organic manner, the important part is developing people. So training of employee is more of a face-to-face affair, but with the rapid change, it can be attained through e-learning mechanism. So there are L&D submodules which are incorporated in LMS. What is e-learning? It refers to the use of electronic media, information, communication, technologies in education. It replicates a supplement to the process of classroom teaching, as I have already said. So e-learning program becomes essential for meeting the specific problem of a particular organization coming out of the new line of production, a new business, new geographies, new type of skill set which is required, changes in the design, and expectations of the customer, changing requirements of the market. So e-learning helps to absorb, learn and absorb which are those changing expectations and how to cope up with them. So e-learning plan checklist includes answering guided questions in the module, sharing answers, needing to discuss issues with small online peer groups. So all these facilities are available when people learn online. An LMS is a software application or a web-based technology used to plan, implement, and assess in a specific learning process. So maybe two decades ago, it was up to the organization, or many organizations were not in a position to set up their own HRIS or the entire end-to-end HRIS, like from hiring to exit and payroll and performance management and time and attendance and everything. So sometimes, if it is a sunrise industry, they would put up intranet, they would put up LMS. So it would stand as a standalone, the learning management system independently taking care of people's skill development. But with the implementation of HRIS, this module sits in an end-to-end process. And right from hiring, even the people development module came in, the learning development module. So e-learning, for e-learning practices, the common form has two elements, a server that performs the base functionality and a user interface that is operated by instructor, employees, administrators. LMS is beneficial to a wide range of organization in diverse type of industry. It is not restricted that only sunrise industry or fast-paced industry, insurance industry, IT industry, finance management industry, banking industry would use it. Even manufacturing industry, engineering industries, pharmaceutical industries require LMS. The primary use of this is for knowledge management. KM, that is knowledge management, is all about gathering, organizing, sharing, analyzing organization's knowledge in terms of resources, document, and people skills. So every organization, by virtue of their own products and services and their own brand in the market, they sit on huge archives of the knowledge. Now this knowledge has to be managed. This has to be passed on to the new entrants, to help people to grow up in the ladder. The knowledge has to be, which is a very niche to that particular industry, is required to be safeguarded and train people onto that. Some popular LMS used by an organization today are, you must have heard, you can look up on the internet as well, Moodle, Blackboard, Adobe, Captivate Prime, Docebo LMS, Talent LMS, iSpring, Learn, eFront. These are some of the names. Employee training and onboarding is one of the most application for LMS. So how do the use of LMS starts? Not all types of organization, those who are widespread, cannot conduct an employee orientation process, which is called as induction. So the moment you join as an employee, you need to have an orientation about what's the organization all about, which are the different functions, departments that make this organization, which are the different geographies, which are the different verticals. What about the department and function where that particular person has joined? So all this orientation is called as induction process. Now, everybody is not hired at the corporate office. People are hired in branch offices, in factories, in various geographies. So LMS helps to bring all the new joinees under the same roof. So the new joinee is given the employee ID a user ID, a password is created for the person, and then the new joinee can start on logging into. So every organization requires, and HR also mandates, a TAT, a turnaround time, that in these stipulated time, the orientation to the organization, the induction has to get completed. Yeah. I'll give you a simple example, like a company like Uber. Okay. So any new driving person comes on the board, even if it is contractual nature, they have to log in to the system of Uber through their mobile, and they have to undertake the orientation, what is the company about. They also have to take up all the learning modules of, you know, mandated processes and policies as a driver of that vehicle needs to adhere to. And they have to complete it in a stipulated time, like 2-3 days. And it hits on the LMS, and the organization gets to know that these new drivers have completed this orientation. This simple example that which I was giving. So for a rest of the organization, the induction can happen centrally, but need not be. This is a classroom bound. LMS has helped a lot for individual or an employee to feel empowered to log into the system and know. In terms of queries or challenges in understanding certain things, they definitely can contact to the respective HR department and the functions and the sub verticals and can check out. But the learning primarily happens on the line. So new employee can be recognized when they add their own knowledge and feedback. Employees understand how effective the training courses are and identify the areas where the new employee is more need more assistance. So once they use these pages, in terms of their assessment and feedback form, they revert, which is again analyzed, that what are the requirements, where are people struggling in terms of this knowledge building arena. LMS can be used for extended enterprise training purpose, which include customers, partners, training vendors. So not only internal employees, but even for the vendor management or the customer management. So when you log into a website of a company, you get two options, logging in as employee, logging in as a customer. So there can be also pages for the customer learning part, and making the organization more aware about, you know, what the business they are into, what they can, what the customer can expect, and where can they reach. Customer training is becoming common in manufacturing and IT organizations, where users need to be taught how a system works before they can use new product. Very important feature. Providing ongoing customer training helps improve customer experience and gives a plus point for the increased brand loyalty. The LMS can be thought as a large repository, large stored availability, and that allows the learners to store and track information. Any employee with a secure login and password can access the system into online learning resources. So there can be common learning resources available to all. There can be specific learning resources cut out for particular grade level or group level or target focused, skill required oriented. So again, the access is very important. Everybody will have common access to few modules, and some will have common access, some will have access to particular modules. And this also comes from, suppose there is a new product launch. So the target audience will have access to that. Okay. The mandated learning about, you know, company's vision, mission, values, new strategy. The access can be granted to all the employees. If there is a performance gap, out of that gap analysis, only those who have that gap will have access to learn those particular modules. It can assign necessary courses to employees to ensure that they are learning the skills which are helping them to develop. Yeah. And as I said, that employees need orientation about the product changes, maintain relevant knowledge, compliance training, which are mandatory training, new product launch. There are some common features found in a successful LMS. Okay, so the how LMS should be. LMS to be user-friendly interface. Yeah, it should be responsive for the design. It should have the feature of generating report and analytics. There has to be a course and catalog management. It has content interoperability and integration. It has a feature of supporting the services, and it also rewards employees on certification and gives the compliance support. These are some of the features of a successful LMS. Now let's look at user-friendly interface. It enables learner to easily navigate the LMS platform. The user interface to align the abilities and the goals of the user and the organization. So it is well designed. It is built to the purpose. Okay, what do we mean by responsive design? User should be able to access the LMS from whatever type of device they choose. So they may enter from their desktop, they may log in from their laptop, and they also can log in from their mobiles, tabs. Whether it is desktop, laptop, tablet, smartphone, LMS should automatically display the version best suited for the user chosen. If you look at sales organization, marketing organization, operations, they may not have the time to sit back in the office to log in. So when they are on a move, they are traveling, they still can log in and they still can complete their learning. What about the feature of reports and analytics? So it has a feature of assessment and tools. Instructor and administrators should be able to view and track the online training initiatives and the participation from the learners. And the system should be effective for these kind of creating dashboards and understanding that the courses which are launched, some are the time bound. So how they are, especially the compliance one. If you look at the financial organizations or the insurance organizations, they have the compliance related training as a mandate, right from the simple customer executive to the MD or the CEO of the company, especially the multinationals or international ones. So they are time bound. So it becomes easy for the HR from the back end to track. The LMS people, the L&D department can track. What do you mean by course and catalog management? So LMS holds all the learning courses and related courses, course content. So admins and instructors, they are able to create and manage the catalogs and the courses. So the updation, the modification is required whenever it is required. It is supported from the back end. So the LMS should have that feature. Content interoperability and integration. So content created and stored on LMS must be created or packaged in such a way that it is operable along with the standards. Yeah. Support services. Different LMS vendors offer different level of support. Many provide online discussion boards where users can connect and help each other. Additional support services like, you know, dedicated toll-free service number are also available. While people are learning, they may have a query, they may get stuck. Certain assignments, there are online assignments also after completion of every chapter. So while submission, they may have query while completing the assignment. So there can be chat available or a number available. Certification and compliance support. This feature is important for online compliance training and certification. Some other skill related training also, it gives a certification of completion on this learning. It may not say that you are skilled now, but it can say that you have participated in the learning and you have completed this. So this also becomes a quite encouraging and motivating effort from LMS and organization side to the employees. Instructors and admins are able to assess the individual skill set and identify the gaps in the performance once they complete this. When a course is designed up to a certain, for us with a certain purpose, it also indicates that at what level the participation has happened, at what learning level or qualifying level the employee could complete it. And from backend, the admin team gets to know about it, the LMS admin team. So this feature makes possible for LMS records during the audit. That is the extended purpose of it. So due to the diverse number of learning management solutions with features, the selection of the appropriate LMS becomes a little challenging. So it's essential that LMS is updated and customize the functionality, catering to particular needs of the employee and the organization. LMS industry is diversified. But choosing a correct LMS for that organization is a task, and it has to be done carefully. Okay, let's look at infusing the social media into traditional L&D practices. So the technology is changing with a higher pace. Okay, L&D modules, the learning modules, must stay ahead of the latest changes, techniques, and modes of training. The growing trend is infusing social media technology. Okay, it has a merit of connecting people. Okay, and it also creates a space for driving the collaboration. People can interact with each other, and at one go, they can have exposure of multi-levels, what's happening in the market for the similar industry, what is happening across the industry, what is happening in that particular domain. Professionals from learning and development in HRIS, a designer background, they facilitate the promotion of social and collaborative learning. Okay. How do they do that? They design meaningful forms and buttons to connect the learning management system, to connect and communicate clearly with social media platforms. So what is important? Important is to ensure the interaction between the module and the learner, because it's a two-way process, so that learners can improve the way they share the information. So I'm not only seeking the exposure from social media, but I'm responding as well. So the professional from L&D and HRIS are designers. So while promoting the social and collaborative learning, what do? They capture the data on informal learning and knowledge sharing through learning records and spread it through visuals like photos and videos on the social media. They incentivize, they design in such a way that incentivize the participants and use marketing techniques to spread the word. They incorporate the social learning in formal training programs as part of the courses, okay, to complement learning. They use blended approach and allow the hands-on application and collaboration of experts. So people can interact with the forums where experts also give their thoughts and views, and there can be discussion threads and the employees participate in there. So providing best of both worlds. So there's a learning and there is also seeking from the industry experts. Social media lays stress on peer-to-peer teaching and learning. It's not only from the expert or the seniors or the stalwarts from the market, but also peer-to-peer. It can happen internally within the organization. It can be from the market as well. So this is a great advantage that social media provides in terms of training the employees or exposing the employee to the knowledge. And it helps them to facilitate the ability to create virtual communities where everyone in the team can interact. This gives training an aspect that may not have been very easy to create prior, social media. This is about indirectly helping people to grow in terms of their learning. This is quite organic and peer-to-peer training. A lot of sharing happens. People learn by each other's experiences and knowledge. So within this private online spaces, people can share their thoughts, give insights, ask questions, give answers, provide feedback, share about their experiences, one about the past errors that others have committed. New employees can learn from expertise of the older ones by simply reading what is being said or asking questions. Employees can learn from others by getting fresh feedback ideas to handle the new challenges which they are facing in their work environment. In L&D domain, web seminars have become quite popular. And in this context, many webinar tools have proved to be useful. Organizations can choose in between, having either video conferences or audio conferencing. This is also a fast-paced mechanism to connect people, bring them on the common platform. So audio video conferencing has addressed a huge need of keeping the organization still made performing in the pandemic times. And even prior pandemic and after pandemic, this journey has been continuing for people's knowledge management experience. Without reducing the benefits of face-to-face meetings, virtual meetings can save cost, traveling time of the officials, saves time on cost, time and cost on planning, expenses. And at one go, you can reach more number of people than a physical place, venue to be aligned and making people to come to that venue. Some prominent applications in this domain you can see, you must have heard, you may have used. Names are very popular: WebEx, Zoom, ClickMeeting, LiveStream, EverWebinar. So you must have heard them or used them. You will continue using them. Using online tools to conduct these training sessions means members can interact across geographical boundaries. So even time zones are addressed. Yeah. And this can be done not only through laptops, even through your mobile phones. There is use of images, audio visuals can be provided. And the learners can also look at sites like Flickr and Pinterest for better images and audio visuals. Instructive videos can be made and shared through sites like YouTube. Conversations can take place within, for example, LinkedIn groups. Company-specific encyclopedias can be developed through DIY Wikipedia and made it accessible all the time. Q&A threads can be created on Yammer. Ideas can be shared, discussed, voted in the private company communities through Crowdicity.